What was the need of a high priest? Just for that one incident?
The representation is always the foreshadows of what happened there, of what is happening now. We have a great high priest after the order of Melchizedek. It's eternal, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, as we said before, he presents us before God, not just once a year. And that is the really the essence. It's to teach us. All that what happened before them is written for our learning in the Old Testament. These are pictures that we can gain a lot of insight from. Like we use the Apostle Paul as an example. You know, we learn by examples. These are those examples and what it all took for the high priest to be able to go into the holiest of all. Because can we, you know, we have this advocate. Can we, we make our confession, but before a holy God, before it is put away, can we go into the presence of God? Or do we need an intercessor there? And this is our Lord Jesus Christ. That's our advocate. He's doing that for us. Once we are out of this body, and we shall be like him, as John says, sure, we shall see him as he is, then it's all holiness. Then we can be in the presence of God. Practically, you know.
It's not accidental that the last session we talked about this matter of the holiness of God and how so much other he is than what we are. One of the things that was mentioned in all the comments about the priest and the priesthood, it had to do with things pertaining to God. Right? If you look at the institution of the priesthood in Exodus, set apart Aaron and his sons so that they may minister to me in the priest's office the things that pertain to God. What we have in the idea of the priest is what is for God as an intermediary between the failing condition of man, God's holiness, and that's why it is always intimately connected with the sacrifices. Because what did the sacrifice demonstrate? It demonstrated the fact that God's justice needed to be satisfied. And so you have in the death of all the offerings and all that the priests were engaged with was this matter of taking the offering bought by an offerer, slaying it appropriately, putting it on the altar, and the priest is very much connected with the altar. With the high priest, is the one distinction that makes the high priest distinct. It is only the high priest who went in to the presence of God. Now, if you read Exodus 26, I think it is, 26 and 27, when you get the institution of the high priest, there was a whole set of things that the high priest wore. And when he wore them, it was so that he bore before God the witness and testimony of the people. He had on his shoulders, he had on his breastplate, he had on his head, different things that would demonstrate and illustrate that he represented before God, stood in the place for the people. And so he bore their names, he on his breast and on his shoulders, so that he might stand between them and a holy God. And he went in once a year to make atonement for the people. So that's the backdrop of this matter of a high priest. What is necessary? It is in the things pertaining to the holiness of God. That is why a high priest is necessary. Now, what we have is the inferiority of the Aaronic priesthood, because why? Aaron was a man just like you and me. And Aaron was a failure, just like you and I. And what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ is the superiority of his high priestliness and the accomplishment of what he was able to do once. what he was able to do once, all of the high priests and the priests from year after year could not do because of the greatness of the sacrifice. And so now, the Lord Jesus Christ, by his one sacrifice, he enters in to having obtained an eternal redemption. Once. And so there's no more offerings, no more sacrifices. He, by the sacrifice of himself, has satisfied forever God's holy and righteous demands with regard to sin. And so now he continues now in this role as a high priest, but he does so in the sense not to address sin and sins, but he's there to boost and to support and to represent us. And we'll go through these passages and we'll see the different attributes and characteristics of this ministry, so that in each of them, you know, I think it says therefore or wherefore, it has some kind of consequence when we meditate and think about the Lord Jesus Christ's high priestly activity on our behalf.
There's the significance of the two places, like the shoulders and the breast. Mm-hmm. The shoulder pieces and the breast that was born. If I'm not mistaken, the shoulder will speak of strength, and the breast, of course, affection. Mm-hmm. And isn't he the significant of our Lord Jesus? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He is with us, or for us, in strength and affection.
Could we also add, in general, about priests? Didn't the priests go into God to represent the people before God, and then came out from God to represent God to the people?